from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be with you on a Wednesday. Day. Texans get back at it exactly 2 hours from now. Practice at 10:45 today. We've got you covered all day long here. Spencer Arrighetti, been a nice story over the last couple of weeks, man. The rookie starting to get it. First rookie in AL history to have 12 or more strikeouts in a game, in back-to-back games. He was on MLB TV yesterday, and Spencer Arrighetti talked about, they asked him, has being in MLB taught you about prioritizing command over velocity?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, time and time again here, I've gotten beat when I fall behind. So I've put a little more stock recently into executing pitches rather than just trying to, like you said, throw it as hard as I can. And I think that it's done me a lot of good. I mean, I feel like I'm competing a lot more often. I still get to two strikes quick, and then I can throw something hard, something nasty, and try to get a swing and miss. But when I need to be in the zone, I feel like I've done a lot better job of that.
Nice. So there you go. Spencer Arrighetti.
He's just made a transformation. We've seen this now over and over again. I owe the Astros pitching, coaching, and analytics staff an apology for doubting their greatness. But the ability to get these guys to become more mature professional pitchers over the course of a pretty compressed period of time is pretty impressive. You know, and credit to Spencer Arrighetti himself, obviously, but the ability to kind of work through bad stretches, the ability to work through, I think for young pitchers especially, I think we can all empathize with this, the frustration of throwing the perfect pitch and having it called a ball. All of that, like, just to be able to work through that and then to be more surgical and strategic with your pitch selection, all of that, it's really cool to watch.
Yeah.
And we've seen it with Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti this year in a way that, tip of the cap to Alex Bregman on the Hunter Brown side of things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
In a way that you just, no matter how many times you see it happen, you still can't depend on it with any one individual.
Yep.
You know, you can't just know that, okay, it doesn't work 100% of the time. Some guys simply aren't going to have it. But, man, when you can see it happen where you are with Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti right now, I do feel a lot cockier about thinking that it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, this isn't just some random stretch of good luck. They're making actual changes in the way they pitch and the way they approach the game that should sustain. And it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, I think, like, obviously the hope is they maintain health. You know, that's been the issue. Yeah. Like, all the young pitchers that have come up, like, Framber's really the only one that's kind of come up through the organization where he hasn't had to deal with much health. I can't, Framber's just a horse, you know. Like Framber, I feel like he's old school, you know. Like if they allowed him to, he could go out and pitch 7 or 8 innings every night, you know, every start. If
they told him they needed a complete game,
he could go do it
for 3 straight games. Yeah, I feel like you would do it.
He could go do it. Yeah, but you know, like Javier Urquidy, Luis Garcia,
well, okay.
You know,
Javier. Okay, Javier is probably a good example, yeah. Because Javier is that guy that came along. He was a, you know. They signed him when he was old by Latin American standards and everything else. That, like, he followed that same track, but at some point, you know, okay, he's somewhere between a reliever and a starter, most likely.
Yeah.
Like, you realize, all right, there's a ceiling there. They've done a lot with him, but we don't know exactly how many innings he's good for in a year and all of that. I guess that's what's still obviously the unknown,
yeah,
with Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti is, all right, with actual heavy usage, how are they going to be over the course of an entire season?
Totally, yeah, totally. Like J.P. France is a guy that got hit with the bug last year. You know, they used him a ton, and now he's, you know, he's done for the season right now. You know?
Right, yeah. With J.P. France, I guess with Javier, just even – Javier, it's more than just the I feel like J.P. France, you still don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like J.P. France and Hunter Brown were on a similar track in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's hurt this year. So you don't know. You're putting that on the back burner for now. But with Javier, it was like, okay, I don't, you know, I just don't know how heavily you can use him in general.
Yeah.
Whether
he
got
saying.
Injured or not.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I put this in a poll. I think I asked you this question the other day. If you needed one of these guys to win a game for you tomorrow, right? And it's Ronel Blanco or Spencer Arrighetti, because I feel pretty strongly that Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown, Justin Verlander, when he comes back, that's probably your, like, if you go into a wild card series, which as of right now, they would have to do, even though they're leading the division right now by a game and a half, they would play in one of those 2 out of 3 series to open up the postseason. I think those are, with a healthy Verlander, those are your 3 guys. Maybe Kikuchi's knocking on the door a little bit right now, but I think those are your 3.
Yeah.
If you needed Blanco or Arrighetti to start a game for you at some point here.
What, right this moment.
Who would it be? Blanco's had the better season overall, obviously. He's won 9 games. His ERA, I think, is still under 3. But over since the All-Star break, and I'm curious, I'll let you guess in a second what the people said, Seth. But since the All-Star break, Blanco's ERA is 2 runs higher than Arrighetti's. His OPS allowed is nearly 200 points higher than Arrighetti. Yeah. Blanco's allowed an 811 OPS since the All-Star break. Arrighetti is at a very robust 621 OPS against right now over the last 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, I think if you go by right now, I would take Arrighetti right now. It might feel different at the end of September. With Verlander coming back especially, now it becomes, all right, what can they do to manage Blanco and perhaps get him fresh again? And it's hard to do in the midway through a season. Some of the fatigue that a pitcher endures can't be fixed with anything except 3 months of rest.
That's right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, midstream, can you get him back to feeling the way he did before that? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, right now, if they said, oh, by the way, we had to, there's a new pandemic coming in. We got to start the playoffs now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to think. I think the listeners probably, or in your poll, I'm guessing it was a 70-30 split for Arrighetti.
Actually, it's very close.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. You got to get hit with a buzz. Yeah, you're usually really good at predicting these. This one, I'm surprised too. I thought it would be, you thought it'd be like 70% Arrighetti because of the recency?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 54%. He's winning, but it's very close to a coin flip right now among Astros.
Maybe they figure if Blanco, you know, with his postseason experience and everything else, has the ability to load up for one game, whether he's fatigued or not.
Maybe.
I mean, he hasn't pitched more than 5 2/3 innings since.
It's been a while.
July 14th.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah. Sean or Seth, this is a text. Sean or Seth, please read my heartfelt letter to Joe Espada. I'll read it. Dear Joe, please never play Presley again for the rest of my life unless we have an 8-run lead. Yours truly, Chris.
God, I got dicey last night, man.
Hell yeah,
it
did.
Oh, it was so dicey.
And dicey of late.
Yeah, the feeling in your gut when Presley comes out is not the feeling that you aim for in life.
No.
Trying to be more present. Trying to pay more attention to my body, what my body's trying to tell me these days, Sean. And if I had to cut something out of my life to reduce stress right this moment, Ryan Pressly in the eighth inning might be one of them.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I wonder, like, I wonder what it's going to take for Joe Espada, if they start getting into some really important games late in the season, or more importantly, if they get into the postseason, to go away from Abreu in the seventh, Pressly in the eighth, Hader in the ninth. That feels like the most formulaic thing that Espada has clung to all year long, was that back end of the bullpen. Like, I feel like Hader could have a 5 ERA and he's going to be the closer until this team is done playing baseball this year. Now, Hader's pitched, he's been fine lately. He wasn't at the beginning of the year. But Pressly is, he's a mess right now. He had a stretch where he was really good for like 14 or 15 straight appearances. And then it's been tough. So for old Ryan Pressly and the momster, right? Mrs. Pressly.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of Ryan Presley's mom too. Yeah, she's pretty vicious on social media.
Yeah, we should probably get off this topic.
Yeah, I think then the other thing that you and I were wondering about is, okay, how close are you? Sean, I'm not singling you out individually, but like, how close are we to thinking that, okay, this is just who Yiner Diaz is? Like, he comes up in clutch situations. He's hitting for power. Since the beginning of June, I read it earlier. What was it? He's got like a 330 batting average and a 900 OPS.
900 OPS is the big one for me. Yeah.
I mean, that's going back a couple months now. Yep. That's a pretty good stretch he's had.
He's had a great stretch. He's been awesome. And the fact that he's a catcher and he's doing that is incredibly valuable. Although, you know, the fact that he's able to play first base is also valuable. Like, there's ways as a catcher that there's other ways other than the DH to keep him in the lineup, so you can at least park Yordan at DH every now and then. The versatility comes in really, really handy. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Up next, how are we feeling about the Texans' chances of getting to the playoffs compared to the other postseason teams from last year? Bill Barnwell did a piece on this for ESPN.com. I feel like I can refute most of the ones he has ahead of the Texans, or at least the reasons the Texans aren't higher. Where do you feel about this as an audience? We'll get into that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.